Horrific Network Entertainment.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome. We have been expecting you.
My calculations are correct. You're gonna see some serious shit.
Well, what is going on, everybody? Today is Epcot Day. We're going to try to do Ratatouille at some point. We're not paying for anything today, genie-wise. We felt like this was probably... This and Animal Kingdom were the two, you know, with limited ride options, but more, you know, show and experience heavy days. So we're doing Genie Plus for Hollywood Studios, and then we're doing we did Genie Plus last night for Magic Kingdom, which Magic Kingdom Genie Plus, we booked Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder, Buzz, Winnie the Pooh, Haunted Mansion twice, actually. We kind of worked around. And Pirates of the Caribbean. So, it's kind of like a lack of communication in the early going, because I feel like we could have used it for a couple more things. But really, all the major attractions we got on with Genie Plus, where they were, you know, a solid hour to an hour and a half at least. So it did save us some time. Gotta like think about whether or not it was actually worth doing. But anyway, today is Epcot. I would say it's definitely worth doing. The Genie Plus for Magic Kingdom is definitely probably going to be worth doing for Hollywood Studios too. But yeah, we will be back here. Epcot, Flower and Garden. It's going to be more of a low-key, just kind of go with the flow type of a day. And we will see what there is to see. But until we get inside the park, we will be back with you inside the park. It's open from 9 to 11 today. The booths, the garden, the festival, all that starts around lunchtime. They start opening. So we, you know, slept in, getting ready. This is very much a chill with some rides type of a day. So I don't know how long this episode is, but it will include the audio for Harmonious, which is the new show. And is a cool Epcot show that looks just as good as Enchantment was. Everything that came with, you know, the Festival of Fantasy Parade, and then the Enchantment last night. Those were two cool shows to see kind of come back. And the Friends Cavalcade. Now in the entryway of Epcot. You can hear the entrance music to the park as we walk in here. Seems like it is a moderately busy day, not horrible, but not slow. We'll see how dispersed the crowd is throughout the day, and we're here for a while. So we will see what happens. first ride we're going to do is Spaceship Earth. So coming up first, we have Spaceship Earth walking into the park here after getting some photos. They have one of those cool 360 photos you can do at the front of Epcot, but we are currently in line for Spaceship Earth.
Okay, hit the Jimbo.
With your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle, and please watch your children.
That's right, watch them.
Please take small children and watch your step.
How about you? It's like that. And now, take your old person's hand. Please take small children. So you know.
And watch your step on the wooden platform. Sliding doors on your time machine will close automatically. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle and please watch your children. The sliding doors on your time machine will close automatically. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle. And please watch your
During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily.
It's not like I'm 10 out of 10. Couldn't get to the start. Attention. You are now rotating backward for your return to Earth. Please remain seated, time travelers. Attention, travelers. Please remain seated. Your time machine is rotating backward for your return to Earth. In preparation for your return to Earth, your time machine is now rotating
all those kids look like behind them and go on the
So that was Spaceship Earth, and that is, I can tell that the reason behind it needing a little bit of an upgrade, everybody was kind of up in arms when they said that they were going to upgrade it, and it was going to be closed, and then the pandemic happened. I think the plan was for it to be upgraded for the 50th. Now, ETA is kind of to be determined on a lot of the Epcot construction, but I could see the need for the update. I just hope that they don't like completely take away what the ride was originally about. So yeah, either way, I think that there are pluses and minuses to each of those areas of wanting to wanting to upgrade it, wanting to leave it. It definitely could use a little TLC, I will say that much. The speaker system is my biggest complaint with that ride. It's always too quiet. I think you probably heard the ride audio, but not the narration. So it could use a little bit of love in the audio department, I think. Otherwise, though, it's still one of my favorites in this park. Walking into Figment, Journey into Imagination.
Please don't let your imaginations run wild.
Bienvenidos. Para su seguridad durante su estadía en nuestros laboratorios sensoriales, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo. Y cuide a los pequeñitos. Gracias.
Open house.
I'm Dr. Nigel Channing, Chairman of the Imagination Institute.
Hello. On your tour, you'll see how the 5 human senses can help capture your imagination.
Oh, can I go too?
Absolutely not. This is one of our discoveries, the Figment of Imagination.
Yeah, I know all about the senses. Their sight, sound, smell, touch, go, and taste. Taste my chicken.
No, I don't want you out of my sight.
Out of sight? Okay, come on everybody, here we go!
Figment, you are not to interfere with the tour.
Our first stop is the sound lab. We'll begin by testing your hearing with a series of tones.
After everything.
Left ear, right ear. Left, right. What? Is it on? Hello? Is this?
It's Figment.
Figment? I thought I told you not to interfere.
But you've got it wrong, Doc. It's not about listening with your ears. It's about listening with your imagination.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
No, you haven't. It's over here. All aboard. Woo-hoo! Next stop, imagination. For every sound, your ears are hearing a thousand thoughts can start appearing, and each of us imagines different things from just a sound. Your mind has wings.
Continuing now, if I may, in a calm, scientific, Figment-free manner, the things we see with our eyes can control the eyes of the imagination. Let's begin by using the eye chart to test your vision. Now, all together, if you would please read line 3 and hit it.
With your eyes and you can see things differently. Sure, you can see with your eyes, but imagine what you could see if you used your imagination. Follow the bouncing Figment. One spark of light can light your fancy. Your mind sees more than what your eyes see. Your sense of sight can make your fancy fly. There's more to sight than meets the eye.
familiar smells come into play. Figment, this is not a good time.
It's always a good time to use your imagination, so let the good times roll. Woohoo! You win one cent.
Figment, don't!
Oh, yes, that really stinks.
Of course not. The nose knows.
One awful whiff can send you reeling. One lovely sniff can be appealing. Your 95 would enter through your nose. That's how you tell a skunk is not a rose.
My open house right here.
Great idea. We'll go to my open house instead. It's much more fun. Right this way, everybody.
Figment, what is going on? You're turning this entire open house upside down.
Upside down? Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day.
With just a spark of inspiration, I made my house an innovation.
Those who are going to
to those who love it. It says that it changes the star. Getting ready to ride Remy's Ratatouille Adventure right now.
That's why it was left. est presque arrivé à la cuisine de Mamie.
Trois entrecôtes pour la douce. Une à point, une bleue et une saignante. Il va aussi me falloir rapidement quatre ratatouilles pour la carte.
So we're going to get to go do it all over again, which is pretty dope.
Thank you.
And we're going to do some rides and mess around a little bit. Coming up next, I think you're either going to hear the Grand Fiesta Tour and then Harmonious, or you're just going to hear Harmonious. We'll see how we close tonight out here. We'll see here. Probably Grand Fiesta and then Harmonious.
School-wise or weather-wise?
Or life-wise? Life-wise.
Yeah, it's getting back to normal.
We were definitely, like, late to the game, though.
Like the latest to the game. Yes, 100%.
Thank you.
Brought him back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that is going to wrap things up here from Epcot. We have extended hours. We're going to do a couple more rides, but we're just going to enjoy that time that we have. And they're all rides that you've heard. You can go back and search any of the theme park shows, either in this channel or our archive channel, and you'll catch them. Yeah, if you go back and you listen to all of our theme park stuff, there's some fun ones, man. I have a lot of fun with these shows. And we ain't done yet. We got two more. We got Hollywood Studios here in a couple days and Animal Kingdom down later on for you. So get ready for those as well. Until then, man, thank you for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe, comment what theme park you want us to go to next and do a podcast at. Until then, thanks. We'll see you at the next one. Stay magical, everybody.